Hey, let's see what he's all about. And I'm very excited to see him end up getting some games, JR. And as I said, I've got a lot of respect for Brad Berry, and there's no reason for him to push it, but he feels like he's very close to playing in the National Hockey League. So how does that play out? How does that play out the rest of the year? But more important, as you get to training camp next year, you know, are you going to go the route of a defense that's that young, mix in a Cleven? Who does that sixth spot go to? Do you bring back Hamonic? Do you bring back Brännström? Right now, there's some nice problems to end up having, which you haven't seen in a long time, and I'm just excited to see what he's all about at the NHL level.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and especially because, you know, when prospects that you don't see a lot of, whether playing junior hockey or college hockey, right, you mainly see highlights. And what are highlights? Highlights are mainly like high, as in good, right? You don't see the entire, you don't see a package of, here's some really bad plays by the prospects.
No,
right?
for sure.
It's a best of, a compilation.
That's when you're lighting people up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Doesn't show you getting burned.
No. So to be able to see, you know, the good and the bad, the warts, because he is a young defenseman. There's always a learning curve. I guess the question will be, how long will the learning curve be?